B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Zone Beetle.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On a date night, got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam.
The hell is this?
Squeaking in the truck bed all the way.
You never heard this?
Alabama jam.
Oh, I've heard this. That's
how we do, fancy like.
That's what Dakota was talking about.
Whipped cream on a tattoo?
To impress her.
Driving a Tesla to impress her?
No, he said, don't need no Tesla to impress her.
Who is this?
Walker Hayes.
What is that?
It's got to be country, hip country, pop country, whatever.
My baby with an upgrade.
Oh!
You didn't hear Touch and Rich play this yesterday?
Is this the Applebee's song?
It may have been 2 days.
Oh, this is the Applebee's song.
Yeah, yes. They're all over it.
I didn't hear that part.
You have to now sit here and listen to these terrible lyrics. This sounds like
I don't have enough styrofoam cups.
Every Thursday at noon.
Country kisses on my lips, but I'm falling. All right, yeah, let's please shut it off. Thank you. Let's get back to the Patriots, who open their season on Sunday. What if the Patriots offense this year with Mac Jones is better than expected? Get back off that mic. What if the Patriots offense resembles what it looked like 5 years ago? What if they start looking like a great team again offensively, and Mac Jones does, you know, fill the shoes of Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Aim high on this one, okay? For the sake of the conversation. The Patriots are back. Well, how did they get there?
Someone has to pop.
Mac Jones has to be great, but how did Mac Jones become great?
I'm saying like a...
Josh McDaniels, as the caller had said, had to have had major significant input in not only the choice to get him, right? He had to have had input, right?
Right.
More collaborative process this year.
I go back to that game in Pittsburgh when Gronkowski popped. I think he had like 3 touchdowns. And you're like, holy Jesus, they have one hell of a tight end here. It's going to be like a guy like a Jonnu Smith having to pop.
Like, I'm what thinking if he explodes and has like combinations here?
It's okay. It speaks well of Josh McDaniels and the coaching in general, but more than anything, it just makes me think back to, I guess it was more Brady all along. If what they needed was a good quarterback, because Josh McDaniels was here last year with Cam Newton. It's not just Josh and the coaches taking somebody and making them good. Obviously, they couldn't do that. So if Mac Jones does it, well, he's a better quarterback to begin with than Cam Newton was.
Well, hold on. Cam Newton was a good quarterback at one point in time.
But not anymore.
Right. So, no, I get what you're saying, but I would also say that as good as Brady is, and as good as any quarterback is, just in terms of a talent standpoint, they still want to be on a well-coached team, don't they?
Of course.
Right. So I'm just saying some of the credit would go to the offensive coordinator for helping bring along.
Oh, it has to.
Didn't Charlie Weiss get credit for helping Tom Brady adapt to the NFL and bringing him along?
Yep.
He should. He should get some credit.
Absolutely.
Charlie Weiss deserves that. And I think Tom Brady would give it to him. That's all. Doesn't mean he made Tom Brady. Although, I'm sure the Patriots coaching staff, some of their members over the years, Bill, would buy that one. Like, you know, like Kyle Shanahan does out in San Francisco. Well, Mike Lombardi thinks that the 80-yard throw by Trey Lance was perfect job by Shanahan. What? No, I'm not going that far. I'm just saying that a coach does sometimes deserve credit for helping develop a player and helping them come along. And putting a player in a position to succeed.
Every single one of those kids in their pre-draft workouts did that fake right, roll left, throw the bomb back against the grain. They all did it.
That's great job. Great job by Kyle Shanahan.
Trevor Lawrence did it. Zach Wilson did it. We all went, oh. And then they were all texting each other and tweeting each other. Nice throw. Oh, top mine. Back. Yeah, that was the signature throw of the pre-draft workout. What are we doing here?
All right, well, Josh McDaniels went and looked at all these guys.
Yeah.
And he looked at Mac Jones before they drafted him. And so they did. They drafted him. And if he's great and the offense is great again at some point soon, what's that mean for Josh McDaniels and his future? Because then it will not be just about Brady. It will be about, well, Josh McDaniels has coached multiple successful quarterbacks now, not just one guy.
I think he'll need the kid to be good, and it'll look like they started together to where, if you believe Greg Bedard and what he wrote, where Belichick's starting to orchestrate his final plan here, if the kid's going to be good and good for a long time, then Josh would naturally become the next head coach here.
Okay, but if he's really good, Josh McDaniels is going to be in demand again.
If he was,
he would have to. They'd have to pay him more, and he'd have to defer.
Well, this is going to happen. He's going to have multiple, really good quarterbacks play for him. He's also going to have multiple really bad quarterbacks that played for him. One of whom he selected. The
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, took a former MVP that they somehow couldn't turn into a.
If you're going to hold Tim Tebow against him, though, you got to give him credit for Mac Jones.
Okay,
I know he's not the head coach, but he's definitely.
And if you're going to give him some credit for Tom Brady, then you also have to take away that credit for not being able to do anything with Cam Newton.
I totally agree.
Okay,
we don't disagree on this.
So he's a wash.
But he had Cam cranking for a while. I think he unloaded the kitchen sink by week four, and then he had nothing to go to.
I think you're being unreasonable, though, if you're thinking that if Mac Jones has great success in the next couple of years, that Josh McDaniels will not again be in high demand for head coaching gig, because the league is going to perceive him as a guy who can develop a young quarterback and identify a young quarterback, even though he had the Tebow F up going back 10 years. They're going to look at him and say, We got to make an effort to try and get this guy.
I don't know that they get a lot of credit for identifying Mac Jones as a quarterback. He was the fifth guy taken.
They got the best one?
Well, what do you mean? If you believe that the Patriots were going to be reluctant to move up in the draft, which we all do, it's not a question of them deciding to do it. They just waited. They saw who was left. They needed a quarterback, and they took him. You said it at the time. They played checkers. It's not some amazing feat that they just took the last guy that was there.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, I know how this stupid league is going to look at Josh McDaniels. If they have great success,
but you agree with it a little bit.
They're going to say, got to hire Josh McDaniels. This guy is really good. We got to hire this guy. Yeah. We're going to try and get him. He's already gone through that cycle, and he had Brady as his quarterback. Him having great success with Brady was enough for the rest of the league to say, ooh, let's try and make him a head coach again. And then he had the job, and he walked out on them.
I don't think
and left the Colts at the altar.
Look, we all know that Josh McDaniels is a good coach and a great OC, and that Belichick is a great coach, but they're not miracle workers.
Do you want him as the next head coach?
And the rest of the league is not going to somehow think they're miracle workers because Mac Jones turns into a quarterback.
Oh, don't underestimate the stupidity and short-sightedness of owners in this league.
Hey, seriously.
Come on now, Hardy.
Seriously.
Do you think he should be the next head coach?
I do.
Josh McDaniels.
I do. Yeah.
So do I. I've been saying that for a long time.
Because I think he knows the system. He knows what they want here and what they need here. And if the kid pops, this is where Bill may have to get vocal.
But what if he's got multiple years under his belt of working with Mac Jones? Doesn't that strengthen his case to remain the coach here?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, there's no transition. You've got your franchise quarterback.
No, it has to be.
And the guy who's been with them since day one. You've got to make sure Josh McDaniels goes nowhere.
It would have to be the kid go division round, maybe pops one, find a way to sneak in the AFC title game. That people would, there'd be six teams waiting to hire Josh next year. And that's where Bill would have to speak up.
Do you know what my fear is? That McDaniels could be to Belichick as Garoppolo was to Brady. Oh, this guy's not quite done.
I'll show him.
Garoppolo got traded. Oh, Bill's not quite done. Well, I got job offers out there. I'm going elsewhere. And then you lose him.
This is my point where you'd have to get Bill to sort of give an indication is what's your plan, Bill?
Right? Brady, what's your plan?
And it's not just, and you know what's not acceptable? Me opening my world to you. I will show you the world.
Oh, that's nice.
Magic carpet ride.
But I think the scenario that
Thursday
keeps...
Thursday at noon.
I can show you the world. Is that Peebo Bryson?
The scenario that keeps Bill here longer is good for keeping Josh here longer, too. They finish 8-9. Not quite good enough. Bill's not going out like that. Josh McDaniels isn't going to have a ton of job offers either.
What, do you want them to middle it?
Yeah, he wants them to middle it.
Be around a 500 team every year.
Just get Bill back to the AFC Championship. He finally did it. Then he can retire, and then Josh can take over right when the offers start pouring in. 2 years.
You think Bill only wants to go 2 more years? He's got the record to chase.
Three's
a number.
You guys keep track of you know, all the numbers.
He's got a record he's chasing.
I don't know. Record. I'm just trying to get ready for Miami.
Oh, he knows about the record. He definitely knows about that record.
Of course he does.
617-779-0985. Patriots Dolphins on Sunday, but first tonight, Buccaneers Cowboys here on the Sports Hub.
On the hub. Right here.
It's the beginning of a new Oh wait, no, that's Sunday's game. It's
Attaboy
the beginning
Louth.
Of a new a continuation of a dynasty in Tampa Bay tonight.
Brady kicks off the NFL season tonight.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers!
Hear the call of the game right here. 98.5, the sport.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of
how many times today are you going to do that?
And we know the night is always
that's like five.
How many times in the rest of your existence are you going to do that? Is this a suggestion from you, T-Bone? Afternoon delight?
Yeah.
Social media. This could work.
Television producer Josh Fowler is on the line.
Oh.
He was the one that suggested Easy Lover, and so we thought it was only fair that we get his take on this.
Yeah.
Fowler?
Fowler. Sorry, I'm muted. Hey, there you go. Hey, right, hey,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, cool, cool. So first of all, I'm not sure I suggested Easy Lover. I think it kind of happened.
Turn your radio down.
Jeez.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to work then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You can't mute that? You can't mute the show while you're working on the show?
There's giant speakers all around me that are playing the show as I'm talking to you. So I'm hearing myself trying to.
There goes that. That didn't go well.
Is this Black Crowes?
Sure is.
Is Paulie going to Black Crowes?
Oh, he has to be going next week.
At the Xfinity Center?
Thumbs up? Why is Milliken giving us a thumbs
brought
up?
Brought to you by
going,
Jack Daniels.
You going with him? What are you, his guest?
No, he's called like four times today.
Oh,
he told me all about it.
Why has he not been on hold?
He doesn't want to get on.
He just wants to talk to Tyler.
Weirdo.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Paulie doesn't want to be on with us?
Wow.
What's he going to say?
He doesn't have a thought on the Patriots
probably
and
not.
Season and everything going on?
We haven't seen anything yet.
And all the football we've discussed today?
I think he needs a couple games under his belt.
Want to try Josh again, Josh?
Went so well the last time.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is going so
can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, so.
Hello?
Yeah. So I'm having to abdicate my duties to call you guys. Like, I can't even be in the control room to talk to you.
That's fine. Look at shows on TV. I can see from here. It's fine.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
So anyway, getting back to it, I don't think a decision has to be made on this today. In fact, I'd wait like a couple days to really think about it, because there's got to be a few different things you got to address to, you know, when you're really thinking of a Thursday spot.
No, T-Bone.
Stop it. All right, what are the things? Stop.
Okay.
All right.
So it has to be a banger. Like, it has to be like a song that everybody knows.
Okay.
It has to fit the vibe of the show. Mm-hmm. Has to have a really good, nice, long intro to it. And most importantly, it has to be something that people really haven't heard in a while. Like, you know, there's a lot of songs that you kind of overplayed recently. You don't even ask. What about Journey Separate Ways?
Excuse me?
Journey
Separate Ways?
Separate Ways.
By Journey?
Okay, we're going to try that on for size.
You're missing the comment that there's songs that we've overplayed.
Did you hang up on
them? That's a shot at Tom.
You just hung up on him?
That's a shot at you. I took that
what
as
is,
a shot.
Which Journey song is that?
I don't like the intro.
I'm not a favorite.
I don't like the intro. I'd go Stone in Love before I'd go Separate Ways.
That's got a long intro.
That's not that long. I bet it's. I bet that's a 12-second ramp is all.
Because
remember, the lyrics come in before the drums or anything else do.
What about Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water?
No.
Okay, so I got an email suggestion for one.
Oh, boy.
It's a song we all know. I think we all like it.
Yeah.
I like it too much, and I don't want to ruin this song for me and the rest of my life.
I love it.
Do you like the suggestion, T-Bone?
We will ruin it.
It's the one you told me to queue up?
Yeah.
I don't like it in this fashion.
I'm not going to say no to this, but you're walking a dangerous line, my friend, here.
I like when you randomly play that coming back from break every once in a while.
Allison Masters Padula emailed me and suggested this song.
Stevie?
Music is a world within itself.
I don't like it in this capacity.
Yeah, I don't either.
I emailed her back. I said, thank you for the suggestion. This song is too good for us.
Yeah, we kind of got to like make fun of it a little bit.
But she is thinking along the right lines.
Oh, I would say so.
Uh-huh.
Look at my pull plates.
Please don't.
What a song.
Definitely thinking along the right lines here. Turn up, Tebow. Turn up, Tebow, and turn it up.
It's ridiculous, that song.
All right.
Can't do it. I don't think we can do it, though. I don't think we can do it. We've got to put it in the running, but.
Let's talk to Peter in Maine about the Patriots quarterback situation. Hi, Peter.
How are you guys?
Been good. A long day since that first windy day in Foxborough, Peter, for his photo shoot, huh?
It's been a stretch. Stedham, Hoyer, you know, Daniels. It's quite the chemistry, but here we are. We're, you know, less than a week from the opening game, and we do not have, I think, a great deal of confidence in what lies beyond Mac. And I have my fingers crossed he'll get through all 17 games unscathed, but at the same time, you got to be realistic. You know, he's a rookie, and he's got to, you know, outperform. You know, the performances have been spectacular, and I would like to see it continue.
All right. Well, as his subject line said, they need a better backup.
Well, he started with Stidham.
He didn't make that point, but that's where we're going to land here, and that is they need something better to back up Mac Jones and what they have.
It's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because it's going to be Hoyer's the backup.
For now.
Yeah.
They should keep an eye out.
I don't worry about it. I don't worry about beyond.
Beyond what?
Because if the kid goes down, you're in trouble.
No, you're not.
I think you are.
No, you're not. You can't expect to, if Mac Jones misses a couple of weeks.
Hoyer can manage a couple of weeks.
No, he can't.
He could.
No, it's already been proven that he can't.
He could.
I know he's your guy. I know you love Brian Hoyer, right? But he can't. We saw that last year. How many timeouts you got, Brian?
I wouldn't want that. I would. If he goes down for 2 weeks, I would put Hoyer in.
First 28 minutes of a half, maybe.
Yeah. The Patriots have been in the spot before when they lost Brady for the first four games. What did they do? They won a game with Jacoby Brissett basically not throwing the football.
This Thursday game.
Do you remember that?
Yep, short week. Short week. Thursday night game.
They need to just
one
be
day to prepare.
They should want to be able to get by. Get by, be capable of winning a game. Doesn't have to be a guy who's great. It just has to be someone more solid that you'd feel better about starting. How that start last year in Kansas City does not make every Patriots fan say, I never want to see that guy again, is beyond me. And I know you're a Patriots fan. I know you are, Zoe. Uh-huh. Love the Pats. Go Pats.
Go Pats this week.
Go Pats, dude.
Yep.
You like Patriots?
I don't know how any Patriot fan could say, oh, Hoyer's starting this week. You know what? He'll be solid. He'll give him a good chance to win. That shouldn't be a thing anymore. He's a great coach. Obviously, smart guy. We've heard all about it. It's just that when you put him in the game, I don't know about that.
I think the backup would be Stidham if he was healthy.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where's he at? Does anyone know?
What do you mean, where's he at?
No, I mean, like, in terms of his recovery.
Oh, he's feeling pretty good.
In terms of his rehab.
He's doing better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he should be ready week 6-7 there. Right there. Bang, bang.
6 or 7?
Well, I think Pup's your first 6 weeks, so week seven, he comes off
Pup. Oh, so you're saying he's ready to suit up.
Can the kid stay healthy through six games?
I thought you meant, like,
no.
He's not able to do anything until week 6 or 7.
No. I think he's moving around.
Okay.
Surgery went well.
Bang, bang. Come on, Paul.
Surgery.
Bang, bang. Channel that into a murderous rage. Bang, bang.
Okay.
What was that song, Bang, Bang, back in the day?
Bang, bang. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. On the floor, baby. Bang, bang. 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 Dun,
dun, that's Love Shack.
Dun, dun, dun. No.
B-52s.
Nope.
Right? Yes, that's Love Shack.
Bang, bang on the floor.
I'm thinking of another one. Bang, bang.
On the floor, baby.
Bang, no, that's Bang Bang B-52.
On the floor.
If you see a faded sign, it says 15.
I got me a Chrysler. It's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail.
It's so bad. It's so bad. God, they were weird looking, too.
What?
All of them. B-52s.
Like, Kate Pearson.
They're stuck in the 50s.
So hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
Bang, bang. Hardy has headlines. Don't go anywhere. Please.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is this still a staple at weddings, right? I mean,
no.
This was like something you would hear.
Oh, thank God. I haven't been invited to a wedding recently. Do not invite me to weddings.
And you're out? You're done?
It's miserable. It's a miserable 4 hours. Not like everybody, but... Right, Hardy? Would you rather spend 4 hours on a Saturday or 5 doing something else?
Oh, then a wedding. Weddings are something you always dread going to, but once you get there, you have a good time.
Oh, I always have a good time.
But the lead up to it is what sucks about a wedding.
You know what also sucks?
Is like that dress, put on a suit.
Oh God,
if
you're really close to the couple too, like you can't just go to the reception. You got to go to the church too. Like I don't spend an hour and a half in church.
How many weddings have you been to where you just go to the reception?
It's been a bunch.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Wow.
It's awful.
I'll show up for the party. I don't care about what you love, what you have to say to each other.
Mm. Are you? Is she going to say yes? Wow. See the first kiss. Mm. Oh, look how cute the ring bearer looks. You tell there's the one. That's what's great about wedding crashers. There's always that one guy you can tell, like, this guy's miserable. He's like, don't do it. He's like, man, he's making a mistake. He's just nodding.
And Keith in Rentham has a thought for Zoe today.
Hey, Keith.
Gentlemen, how you doing, boys?
Good. Really good.
All right, listen. So I'm with you. Reception on the way.
Thank you.
Don't need to go to the wedding.
Right.
But what, so we're heading down to Annapolis for the Air Force Navy game on Saturday, the 9/11 game.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool time. It's probably going to be pretty emotional. We're really looking forward to it. But, John, we're going to pop by the University of Maryland. So, listen, what do you got for us? What's some good spots? Where do we go? Do you remember?
Yes, R.J. Bentley's. You want to go to R.J. Bentley's on campus? There's actually an M Hotel on campus that you could actually stay at. Very nice. Swanky joint.
Excellent. R.J. Bentley's.
R.J. Right. Bentley's. Yep.
Gotcha. Anything else for us?
Not really.
Okay.
You tell me that spot. Go there. Santa Fe. There's a Santa Fe. You see a lot of people from New York there, though. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Well,
New Yorkers.
Should be a great time down there.
Have fun down there, man. Annapolis is an awesome town. You'll tear it up down there.
Mm, good time of year to go there,
too. Oh, my God. Gorgeous.
What are you smirking at back there, T-Bone? Because he said 9/11 game?
Oh, any more travel tips? Anyone else? Just give us a call. 617-779.
T-Bone did not realize, listen to this, though. T-Bone did not realize that BC was playing UMass this week. And we were just talking about...
Over and under.
...the weekend, and he said, I could tell you what. I don't know who BC's playing, but I'm taking them this weekend because it's 9/11. It's the red bandana game. They never lose that one.
Oh.
I said, oh, you're taking him to cover? He's like, I don't know. I'll take a look at that. I said, well,
what's spread?
I don't want to look.
At it.
I don't want to look.
Find out tomorrow.
I don't want to know.
I'm heading up there for the tail end of that game. So.
I don't want to know.
What are you having tonight for dinner? Like, what are you having for the game?
I have no idea.
Normal Thursday.
My man TJ from
Parker's Pub. It's not a special day for most
Pub.
People.
Short rib chili, Hardy.
I know it is for you.
I didn't think it was either, but then, like I said, I was asked about it this morning. Someone in my house is making a plan to have a special food tonight for the big game.
The kids, sneaky know this is a big game.
Is anyone else invited over for that? Is that like, are you throwing a party?
Super Blonde Blonde said, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? You know, the Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are on.
Everybody's talking about
all
it.
All of a sudden, you care? It's a thing. It's a thing.
My kid didn't want to wear his Brady jersey today. It's picture day at school, though. But he's like, I don't want to get my picture taken in it. But he wanted to wear it, so he was torn.
What?
You could take it with him and then not wear it in the picture.
Right.
Could
do that. Then you got to carry it. Now then he'll end up losing it. No. Made the bus yesterday.
That's great. Okay. So proud of him. So proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
What is he, 4? 12.
Where are you at, school? Why? Yep, we fixed that.
Probably called and yelled at somebody is probably what he did. Yep. Rick in Marshfield. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say about Cam Newton. I think Bill maybe left us a little shorthanded. I think he should have kept him on the roster. I think he should have started him. You're at Miami at home. I think you waste a series or two if he's junk. Well, he's on the bench. Now he's your backup. You didn't ask him. You made him be the backup. You don't have to release him. You know, but now if something happens to Jones, who do you go to?
Well, I think you would understand the player and the makeup of the player. If you think that he was going to be a malcontent, that wouldn't be a good situation to have.
Fine. Then eliminate the situation if it comes up. That's all I would say.
Maybe that's why he did it. I just think Bill thinks the kid's ready. But the kid beat him out.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying start him. I'm not saying start him
right.
Over Mac Jones. I'm all about what they're doing. But they did not give Cam that opportunity to be that backup. They didn't do that. And maybe they just feel they know Cam Newton and they know how he would have reacted to that and they didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's true. But that didn't mean you had to do it when you did it. You could have put him on the roster. You could have had him be the backup.
Correct.
And they realized 3 weeks in, you know what? the dynamic here isn't quite right. Cameron letting you go.
And
but then you know what else they'd be criticized for? For putting him in a bad spot and unable to get another job.
Wouldn't that be something tomorrow if, like, he says, hey, you know, we had an agreement. If I wasn't, I wanted to come back and compete, and if I wasn't going to be the starter, I asked for my release. I think that would be a shocking thing tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, because there's no indication that it's true.
Right. So.
Donnie in Wellesley.
Donnie.
What's up, boys? Give me a prediction Sunday on the score and who's a...
I'll do that. Close the window.
What's the weather?
Get off the speakerphone, yeah. Donnie.
Ah.
Let's start there.
Hey, boys.
We don't do flat-out predictions.
How we doing? Guys going to game. That'd be a great day to tailgate. Look at that weather again. Like, oh, man, if you had six buddies going, they rip it up.
I'm checking right now, if you'd like.
It's nice. 78 and sunny.
Oh, it's gonna be insanity.
I'm looking forward just to the smell coming up.
80 like, degree day. What time is the actual kickoff?
4:35, I think.
Okay. So it's 25. Yeah. I thought it was 4:20.
Oh, maybe it is. It's 4:27.
Okay, but whatever.
Whatever.
A 4-something kickoff, so people are gonna be there tailgating what, starting around noon?
Yeah.
Earlier.
The high is 83.
Oh, Jesus.
The high will be 83. So I'd like
to stay hydrated.
It's gonna be a madhouse.
Make sure you drink enough water.
Sunset is at 6:59.
Ooh, bring a jacket.
On Sunday. it is going to be a little bit windy on
Peter
on Sunday.
Peter in Maine. He'll have some concerns there.
It's good for Nordine.
Mm.
Oh, jeez. You know, we have spent very little time talking about Nordine.
Oh, why would we? It's only a kicker. You guys don't want to do any kicker talk. Well, I got to wait till it's me and Jones.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell you
down
what
to
right
ball in hand.
I don't think Nordine has won the job yet. I don't. Nick Folk is obviously on the practice squad, as I'm sure all of you know by now. If Nick gets healthy in the coming weeks, I think he's going to get the job right back. But the way that Nordine can win the job is performing before Folk is ready to play. If he goes out there and starts hitting every single kick, every extra point, and every field goal, and he's doing it with that leg strength that I think could literally kill someone in the stands. I mean, really, if you get that football right to the chest, Hardy, from, you know, 15 yards out, and Nordine hits you with one, you at a minimum, you're suffering palpitations.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Oh, turn you off like a switch. Catches it right in rhythm.
Oh. So, if he goes out and he's great, they're probably going to stick with him. But I don't think he's going to go out there and hit every single kick. He's erratic. He's erratic. What's so funny?
Who knows how many chances he'll have?
They almost killed that woman behind the goalpost.
Oh, the kid's up on the hill, everything. It's nuts.
Today's takeaways are
like
coming
up. Like a damn mortar.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So.
Not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who continues to share the solution for weight loss by opening a new location in Auburn. Find a location nearest you. There's 7 of them now at awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay, takeaway today is from the very beginning of the show. We got a nice assist from Dennis, our chief engineer. That's a new cover for the microphone. Wipes hooked us up.
Right left.
Also led to that story of that time Zoe falsely represented who Dennis was.
Look at this.
Dennis is here.
You know my best Dennis story was we were at an away game and we had credential issues and I told the lady there that he was in Jaws 2. He was one of the actors.
And you knew this story, Hardy.
She went crazy. And I'm like, listen to me, guys, roll with it. The five of us are there, like, got all our bags, our equipment.
They eventually were like, oh my God, you were.
Yep. You are.
Actor, yeah. Did you say he was?
The one, you know, with the shark ate him. She's like,
there's more than one.
Holy crap. She goes, hold on.
Takes her. Where were we? Miami?
I don't know where the. We were down. It was Super Bowl, wasn't it?
No. It wasn't. Where the hell were we? Was that a Super Bowl? I was there.
I don't know what cast member he would have been that would be age appropriate for.
All they kept saying was he was in Jaws 2, and the woman then all of a sudden believed it.
And
was
like,
oh my God, you're right. They didn't show any pictures. And they just kept hammering the point. He was in Jaws 2.
How many years ago was this? Did this happen?
Five.
Okay, so.
Six?
No, wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Two years ago, yeah.
Okay.
I got CT. The hell I know. I couldn't remember what game or what year, and Beto also just thought he was actually there.
Well, I heard the story. I remember hearing it the day it happened. I heard it that day.
Oh, I probably told you it in pregame.
You were probably telling me during pregame.
During pregame.
Yeah, that's why. I'm like, I remember hearing it as soon as that happened. I heard that story.
Yeah. She goes, oh my God, you are him. Yep.
Without any indication as who he was. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
What guy?
I know now.
Yeah.
Like Hardy's point, when was it filmed?
70.
And that's why Dennis received a Jaws 2 poster as a gift.
It's in his office right now.
Yeah.
T-Bone has something ready to go. I don't know if you want to hear it early, though.
What is it?
New intros to Read and React.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes. Now.
Which begins tomorrow.
No, I want to hear it then. Wait a minute. Nope. Wait.
There's two of them.
Give me one.
We just made a new one.
Give me one. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
It's time to read.
We're going to read down the Cathedral of Boston.
And react.
What's up? What the question was?
With Solak and Bertrand.
Is that my daughter?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sorry.
So good. The daughter part is what really makes that one.
Is that my daughter?
Yeah.
Tell me it's my daughter. I want to see my daughter.
I'm Sean Penn.
I'm Sean Penn. I'm here to save.
Don't even think that's how it plays out in the scene. Yeah. Now, the more memorable scene was the scene in the church. I don't know if you've ever seen the daughter wearing
the coat.
The coat.
I don't remember the scene that well, but I remember the little girl's wearing a beautiful coat. Why do you bring it up, Beetle?
He's got the coat.
Oh, do you have a piece of memorabilia?
I don't. I only owned it for approximately half a day.
That's the best part. It was only in your house.
It passed through. It was a valuable piece of movie memorabilia.
Well, it's like the Mona Lisa. You don't get to keep it.
No,
it's on loan.
Yeah, no, it's on loan. It's gone.
Do you want to hear the other intro?
Yes,
sure.
It's time to read.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. 20 points for Giannis.
And react.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now you have
Holy
to say
Jesus.
It. I thought it was fake, too.
With Solak and Bertrand.
The ass. Can we talk about the thighs?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What was that from?
I thought it was real, too. T-Bone remembers.
Portnoy sex video?
No. Oh, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Is that what it was?
Are you allowed to say that?
What?
Yeah, I guess.
He's pretty proud of him.
All right.
Everyone knows it happened.
Very proud of those.
Yes, there's like
multiple. He is proud of them.
Like, news to me, there's multiple now.
Okay.
That first reading react is so good, though.
The first one's the winner.
Yeah. Hey, tune in to Felger and Mass throughout the program.
The Cathedral of Boston.
Live call-ins from Jim Murray on the ground in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. Good night tonight.
Is Big Jim even going to the Patriots game on Sunday?
Wait a minute. Where's he doing post-game?
He's working the game.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
No, he's doing post-game from here, right?
Felger and Mass are next. Brady plays here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.